Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of October 3rd, 2011, which has a massive special supplement prepared in association with the European Petrochemical Association, or EPCA. At the top of our EPCA coverage is an interview with the association's president, Tom Crotty. He says European petrochemical producers enjoyed sales growth of 20 to 30% in 2010, and in some cases substantially more, as demand recovered from the downturn and prices climbed. Earnings, too, have bounced back substantially after the difficult period in 2009. The recovery, notes Crotty, quote, has been fast and steady, and the general view is that the sector has done extremely well, end quote. The improved situation has seen companies switching their attention back to longer-term aims and ambitions and has stimulated a recovery in M&A activity. Other EPCA-related articles in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business include a look at the new levels of cooperation between producers and logistics suppliers. The two sectors are working closer since the economic downturn. Then we have an interview with the EPCA's vice president looking at sustainability and corporate social responsibility. We follow that with an article on the greening of European feedstocks. Europe's producers are realizing that bio-based chemicals offer an opportunity to compete in the rapidly developing global industry. More and more players are investing in technology and plants to utilize renewable feedstocks. Europe is a region in transition, under pressure from thriving Asian and Middle East markets, aging assets, and the lingering effects of the global financial crisis. Petrochemical players in Europe are being forced to adapt to an increasingly competitive business environment. The sustainability megatrend and increasing viability of bio-based chemicals are therefore providing an opportunity to evolve and build for the future. Just like in North America, European chemical manufacturers have volumes of regulations to deal with. Another article in our EPCA coverage looks at the ill-advised and onerous regulations that threaten the global competitiveness of the European chemical industry. In addition to our special EPCA section, there is a report on the cautious revival of mergers and acquisitions for petrochemicals. M&A activity in the global chemical sector has returned to levels last seen before the financial crisis in 2008, but the revival has not been felt so strongly in petrochemicals. Over the past 2 to 3 years, takeovers in the specialty segment have been increasing at a faster rate than those in bulk chemicals as companies seek the financial benefits of products with added value. In 2010, the number of M&A deals in the global chemical industry totaled 1,261 against 1,211 in 2007, but the total value of the mergers and acquisitions at $76 billion was half that 3 years ago. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more, because in our regularly scheduled weekly columns, we take a look at how the worldwide growth in demand for ethylene and paraxylene will outpace that of benzene. Then, the polyethylene market is under pressure. Flat polyethylene pricing may force manufacturers to cut back production. Then, despite the rising international prices of titanium dioxide, or TiO2, prices in China are poised to continue their decline in line with poor demand. Meanwhile, Asian naphtha prices are expected to fall following a rout in global crude markets. The naphtha backwardation is also likely to weaken because of a slowdown in downstream plastic demand. However, persistently tight naphtha supply should help to limit the decline in prices. Then, Russian petrochemical company Siber is expanding production of polyethylene terephthalate, or PET, at its facility in central Russia. The company is also conducting a feasibility study to determine further investments in the region, including a new cracker project. All this and so much, much more can be found in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. Whether you're currently attending the EPCA annual meeting in Berlin or not, ICIS Chemical Business is the premier source of news and information about the global chemical marketplace. Thanks for listening and good night.